The Ministry of Health and Wellness in Jamaica declaring a leptospirosis outbreak in the country following the passage of Hurricane Melissa more than 3 weeks ago. This is WAVS News, giving a breakdown of the leptospirosis cases at a media briefing Friday. Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton said there are 9 confirmed cases of the disease and 28 suspected or probable ones.
The numbers reflect significantly more cases than the 2 to 21 cases observed in the preceding 34 months. There have been 6 deaths from among the suspected cases. There are no deaths from among the confirmed or probable cases at this time. An official declaration signals to the health system that immediate action is needed to identify cases, to contain the spread, and to prevent severe illness or death.
Minister Tufton says the local government and rural development ministry has been asked to target upcoming major cleanup operations and 8 parishes where cases of the disease have been confirmed or are suspected.
It also unlocks resources such as surge staffing, diagnostic supplies, and emergency funding, and strengthens national surveillance so that cases can be detected, treated, and monitored more efficiently. So this early coordinated approach helps to limit the scale of the outbreak and reduces pressure on the health system.
Barbados's tourism sector has seen a significant increase in earnings last year, with the country raking in more than $400 million during the post-COVID period. Tourism and International Transport Minister Ian Gooding Edgehill revealed the figures as he updated stakeholders on the state of the tourism industry earlier today.
In other words, in 2023, the country earned $2.313.9 billion from tourism. In 2024, the country earned $2.732.6 billion from the tourism sector, $418.7 million more than it did in the previous year. And I believe that we are on track, based on what I'm seeing, for even increased earnings this 2025.
Gooding Edgehill says his ministry will be aggressive in its airlift strategy to support the growing hotel stock, increasing revenue for the country. In Trinidad and Tobago, meanwhile, fishermen and Friends of the Sea corporate secretary Gary Aboud has had his U.S. visa revoked. He says the revocation has raised serious concerns about whether foreign powers and even the Trinidad and Tobago government are attempting to intimidate or punish civil society voices that speak out. Aboud said for 28 years, FFOS has championed equity, justice, sustainable development, and the protection of vulnerable grassroots and coastal communities. In an email from the U.S. Embassy in Port of Spain, Aboud was informed that his B1, B2 visa for travel to the U.S. had been prudentially revoked. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.